The Blaze Radio Network. On demand.
2017 is going to be a volatile economic year. We may see politicians throughout the world attempting to control central bank policies. Several renowned financial analysts have warned that political interference in central bank policies may mean our economic misses of inflation and growth targets. Gold is an international currency that can't be issued or controlled by governments. If you don't have the only hard currency that has outlasted every politician and every failed idea of governments for centuries, you need to speak to Goldline right now and learn how easy it is to add gold to your portfolio or IRA. Now is the time to diversify your financial portfolio by adding gold. Call 1-800-913-GOLD. Buying real gold is easy and fast at Goldline. And you're going to be happy that you finally made the call. 1-800-913-4653. Goldline also offers price protection against short-term market fluctuations on qualifying purchases. So buy with confidence. Read Goldline's important risk information and find out if buying gold is right for you. Call Goldline. 1-800-913-4653.
We all know who's to blame. The nutbag with the gun.
Fortunately, he was a horrible shot.
Yes.
Oh, who are you, Caitlyn Jenner now? Did you hear about that?
Mm-hmm.
So Caitlyn Jenner says she was at a conference on Friday. But it still seems weird. She was at a conference in D.C. on Friday.
She's looking pretty good, too.
She's officially she now. Okay, she.
It's been removed.
She.
She has the walleye.
The wall.
One eye looking at you, the other looking at the wall. the
space
the
eye.
I don't know what it is. A funky eye there. It's looking kind of weird. I never realized. Kind of the cross. Something.
Did that happen after?
No, I think he always did. I think it's more. I don't know.
Prominent now that he has breasts.
Maybe it's mascara highlighting it. I don't know, but somehow.
I'm just proud that you're looking at his eyes.
I try to keep it classy.
Mm-hmm.
You sure?
Mm-hmm.
So. She is speaking at a conference, and she is a conservative, other than the tranny part. Conservative. Well, I mean, there are certainly
conservative transsexual.
I'm just right as far as transsexual rights and carrying this baton,
right,
and pushing for right. things that are. It's not. You can be conservative mm-hmm. and also be transsexual, mm-hmm. transgender. What is that? Did we figure that out? Cross, whatever. Mm-hmm. Any of those things,
right?
It's not what you're doing there. It's in the political realm when you start saying, we need special laws and to promote this and tolerance or whatever. That part
right.
is not the conservatives. Anyway, speaking to a bunch of Republicans and said about the shooting, as far as the people that were injured, it's an absolute shame. You just want them to recover. Fortunately, the guy was a really bad shot. Liberals can't even shoot straight.
Wow.
Is that troubling?
Yeah.
I think that was less offensive, bothering, troublesome than a lot of things.
It doesn't. I'm so rarely offended by anything, so that doesn't. I just thought it was funny when she said it.
Right.
I mean, again, she looked hot doing it.
And every wow.
What? What? Don't
you
dare judge me?
No, we're not judging. Not at all.
Oh, I heard you, Chris. I heard Chris Cruz back there.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And again, some people are going to be. I'm rarely offended by jokes.
Yeah,
I'm offended by jokes when they're not funny.
Yes,
this is
that's
like
more offensive.
Okay, you know.
Yeah,
I'm more offended by the ones that fall flat than your attempt at a joke, even an untimely one. I try to avoid it because it's not my goal in life to tick people off. I'm not walking into your church cracking wise about your deity. It's not happening. I may crack wise about it other places.
I'll wait until I get out of the building.
Right.
Yeah.
But I'm not trying to offend.
Right.
That's, and I think there's the line that we seem to have missed here, whether it's the shooting or anything else. We've got to understand and start realizing that there's just a lot of people, in this case, James T. Hodgkinson, the guy's crazy.
Yes.
If you can do something like this on some level, you got the crazy.
Of course, yeah.
He's
I don't know if what the official clinical diagnosis is, but on some level, you got the crazy.
It'd be crazy. Well,
right?
and his background, too. He's got a long list of crazy behind him, too.
But we got to start taking some responsibility. Not, again, for your words, because you have the right to say what you want. And you can be as triggering and inciting as you want. Rule 5, maybe you shouldn't, but you still can. The responsibility's on them not to shoot the place up. But we've got to be, it takes more personal responsibility in our selfishness. We live in a world now where it is all about me. That's the failure here. Not that you don't have a right to be pissed off or things to be pissed off about when you got corporate America screwing us over, you know, not actually being capitalist, but pretending they are and carving up the world for themselves. You've got DC that is absolutely screwing us over every day.
Completely useless.
Right. We're fighting these battles every day. Yes, you're right. They're screwing you over and you're trying to take care of your family. You're right. We got to stop being selfish with it, though. You can stand up for right and not be selfish. Because, and I don't mean selfish about taking money and having your little world. I mean the fact that people are self-focused and have zero awareness of everything else around them or anybody else around them.
Oh, that is so prevalent today.
Stand in the supermarket. Walk through the supermarket. People, 14 of them in a gang, standing together in the middle of the aisle. Can you step to the right 4 inches so other people can go through?
Yeah.
People think they're special because they have a Facebook page and they put little kitty cats and ice cream cones because I like kitty cats and ice cream cones and that makes you special. Knock it off. Stop worrying about yourself and start worrying about your fellow man and treat people better.
Or just be aware. Be aware of the world around you.
Right. I'm not telling you, go ahead and, give everybody money so you could save everybody. It'd be nice if you helped him out. Can you just stop being a jerk? Like you said, aware. Just step to the side, damn it. Get out of the fast lane if you're not going fast.
Step outside yourself for a second.
So damn frustrating. I say that after a week in Orlando.
Hey, welcome back.
Thank you. This is the Morning Blaze.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-803-6951.